Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is your very own Open Heaven Hour. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is as well. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word this morning and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Sunday, the sixth day in the month of April 2025, and I'll be looking at a topic today that says, like the day of Pentecost, part 6. Like the day of Pentecost, part 6. This is a continuation of our series. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 23. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 17 to chapter 19. 2 Samuel chapter 17 to chapter 19. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1, we says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from the heavens and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 30 to 39. First Kings chapter 18 from verse 30 to 39. From verse 30 it reads, then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribe descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, your name shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill 4 large jars with water and pour on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said. And they did it again. Do it a third time. He ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Israel, let it be known today that you are the God of Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, the Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Then all the people saw this. They fell prostrate and cried, the Lord is God, the Lord is God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic is like the day of Pentecost part 6. Today as I continue my discussion on the events of the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, I want to examine the implication of the fire that appeared and sat on each of the disciples. In today's Bible reading, we see that Elijah's prayer, "Cause the fire to fall from heaven," was majorly filled with praises. In the atmosphere of the praise, God answered prayers by fire. When the fire fell, idol worship stopped in the land. The reason the agenda of the devil appears to be thriving in certain places is that the necessary conditions for revival have not been met. Another thing Elijah did before the fire fell in today's Bible reading was to repair the broken altar. When we repair our broken altars of prayer, praise, and worship, God's fire will fall. We cannot be lukewarm and expect God to send his fire. The disciples tarried in the upper room before God's fire fell. They were busy praying and setting the stage for his fire, like we see in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. After Elijah repaired the broken altar, he put the wood in order and prepared the sacrifice, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 33. We cannot be disorderly and expect God's fire to fall. Elijah also asked the people to pour 4 barrels of water thrice on the sacrifice. Note that it hadn't rained for 3.5 years, and therefore pouring such an amount of water was a huge sacrifice on its own. The people poured a scarce commodity in preparation for the rain. No wonder God was in a hurry to send down his fire. Wherever God sees unusual sacrifice, he sends his fire. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5, after completing the temple, Solomon gathered all the Levites, priests, and Israelites, and they sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told or numbered for multitude. After this great sacrifice, God's presence filled the temple such that the priests could not stand to minister. Then as soon as Solomon finished praying, fire fell from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, like we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. God's fire of preservation, increase, and unusual miracles fall in atmospheres of prayer and sacrificial giving. Beloved, do you desire God's fire? Don't hold back in your giving. Time and resources, give sacrificially and pray consistently, and you will be visited by the fire of God's power, provision, and glory. Today's open heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, I will not withhold anything from you. Please help me and give sacrificially to attract your fire in Jesus' name. Father, I promise not to withhold anything from you. Please help me to give sacrificially to attract your fire in Jesus' name. Amen." I want you to pray this prayer throughout today, and may the Lord answer in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.